Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Harry Hurst is a lifelong resident of Indian River County. He was just a boy during World War II and was living at his parents' home in Winter Beach. He remembers Coast Guard patrols along the beach by Coast Guardsmen on horseback, one of whom was his father, and he remembers riding over the Sebastian Inlet, which was filled up with sand at that time. How did that happen, Harry?
I think nature took care of that, Janie. The tides brought the sand in, and then in war years, of course, they didn't bother to open it because otherwise there had been the threat of submarines going into the river. Remember, there was no Sebastian Inlet Bridge at that time. That came much later. My father drove a truck that would take the Coast Guardmen from lighthouse to lighthouse. There were several lighthouses along the coast there.
These were temporary structures. Where were they? I've never heard of that.
One was across the Sebastian Inlet, just on the other side in Brevard County. Then you come back over to the coastline there. There's one, I think, in Winter Beach and one, I think, on the way into Vero. Yes, they were temporary structures. Later, they were all torn down. You'd be in that lighthouse all by yourself. The Coast Guardmen who had been walking at night on the shore by themselves. Years later, they brought these fabulous horses that the Coast Guardmen could then ride at night. It was much faster and made it a lot easier. They were not old mules. They were nice-looking horses.
Did your father ever take you out with him on one of those beach patrols?
I was never allowed to ride in the vehicle with him, but I went over to spend a couple of days with him at the Coast Guard station, and I never forget, I never had asparagus before. And I had my first experience eating asparagus, but I'd gone over to spend the weekend, the first day there.
So how did you like asparagus that first time?
I liked it.
The Coast Guardsmen were obviously on the lookout for German submarines. Did they ever find, or did any of the townspeople ever find, things from the tankers that washed ashore, the tankers that had been sunk by the U-boats?
Yes. They found a keg of rum one time. And of course, you'd often find all kinds of pots and pans. It was always like a big holiday. Of course, it's frightening because we had submarines out there on those shores, as you know.
What happened to the keg of rum?
I would imagine it was a party for a couple, 3 days.
In the school that you went to, the Winter Beach School, they had a picture of an Army Jeep, and all the kids got to raise money that would buy parts of the Jeep and further the war effort.
Yes, I can remember now, grade 6, the teacher was Miss Minlu Collins. Big picture of a Jeep, and by each part of the Jeep, like the headlights, they had a price by that. The windshield had a price on it. And so on Monday morning, we'd take our quarters to school, and we would buy savings stamps. We'd place our order, then one of the children would go to the post office, buy the stamps, bring them back, and we'd put the stamps in a savings book. A savings book would be $18.75, so it took you months to buy enough stamps to fill that book. But when you've done that, then the principal, who was Mita Chesser, would take you downtown, and you'd go to the old Citrus Bank, and they had a bell in the tower there, and you would exchange that book of stamps for war savings bond, and you'd ring the victory bell. She was so patriotic because she really wanted to make sure that we were aware of what was happening and doing what we could for the war effort.
Did the Coast Guardsmen, your father and others, did they ever see evidence of a U-boat out there? Any strange lights at night? Anything like that?
Not that I was aware of, but all kind of rumors were floating around about this person whose name was unusual. They were a spy, and they had big lights up by their house looking for enemy planes at night. Strictly conjecture, I'm sure.
Harry Hurst of Vero Beach is a retired teacher and former executive director of a nonprofit group called the Association for Retarded Citizens. You can listen to this and other Flora Day shows anytime. Just go to WQCS.org, click on News, and then on Flora Days. For 88.9 FM, this is Janie Gould.
Place I long for.